Welcome to Stardust Stereo. I'm Parker McFinney, and I'm your host. Today is the 2nd of April, year 2024. Today I'm going to talk about the upcoming total solar eclipse, which occurs on April 8th, 2024. It will begin on the west coast at Pacific Daylight Time at approximately 10 a.m. It starts. The eclipse will continue for 4 hours and 28 seconds. That means that it will be in effect for 4 years. Every time a slower moving planet comes along to activate it, what was promised in the total solar eclipse will be triggered. What does that mean, you ask? Basically, eclipses are new moons, and this particular eclipse will be a new moon at 11:21 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on the 8th. That's when the sun and the moon are at the exact same longitude, zodiac longitude, 19 degrees of Aries, 19 degrees and 24 minutes arc to be exact. You can always run a chart or go to astrolab.com, that's lab with an E, and have a chart run for the city you live in, if you'd like. In your birth chart, you need to look and see where 19 degrees of Aries falls. That will tell you what area in your chart you need to pay attention to. That is where change is possible. And I have a new little monologue about change. I draw this monologue from the I Ching, the hexagram, number 32, continuity in change. That struck me as being very symbolic of life in general, of course, but also this eclipse, because eclipses and new moons and full moons are always indicated to when we start a new cycle and then when we have a completion of a cycle. Now, when we have a total solar eclipse, that means not everything is seen yet. So, of course, a seed is planted. It hasn't bloomed just yet. When the triggers come along and activate that potential along with your effort, you could see something manifest that you have been wishing for or striving for, working for. My monologue about change. Always things will change. This is the very nature of life itself. And if you can make peace with change, you will have a peaceful life because every second is changing. And it's usually our longing for the past or our hoping for the future. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's those two states of contemplation that usually dictates our feeling about where we're at. Am I further ahead than I used to be? Or have I reached my goal yet? So we're usually looking forward or toward the past, and depending on the nature of both those states and our relationship to the hope that we have for the future and how close we are to it can determine our energy levels, our attitude, the way in which we approach life. And I would like to present you with a new idea. I think it is important to occasionally judge how close to my goal am I, etc. But with this total solar eclipse, what we have is I am. It is the epitome of this eclipse, is the I am and change. I am change. I am constantly changing. And being okay with that change is a fantastic place to position yourself, to be okay with any change, even when the change that you wish for is not coming fast enough or slow enough. So find strength in change. Find strength in your imagination to heal yourself, because the other component of this total solar eclipse is I am, and so therefore I self-heal. It is the inner life that allows us to heal. Now, when I speak of healing, I'm not speaking of necessarily some disease being gone, although that's a great thing. Again, I'm talking about the ability to be okay with what is, and that's a form of healing. That's a form of self-healing. So one of the themes of this total solar eclipse is to investigate and research what self-healing means to you and how you can also facilitate the helping of healing others. That brings me to Mars. Mars rules Aries. Mars in this total solar eclipse is going to be in Pisces, moving toward a conjunction of Saturn, just a degree away. So the stability of this total solar eclipse comes in internalizing your strength and also bringing it forward to heal yourself and to help heal others through imagination, through compassion, through your creativity. This is a very self-acting eclipse. We could call it the me eclipse, because it's in the first sign of the zodiac. It will be at the 19th degrees. In the zodiac, you have 30 degrees, so it's not an Aries-Aries, it's Aries-Leo, because Leo would be the second fire sign that follows Aries. I know I'm sounding very elementary, but I'm assuming that not everybody knows the basics of astrology. So this total solar eclipse is also a combination of Aries and your inner sunshine, Leo. You have to call on your inner sunshine. If you decipher the recipe for healing yourself, then you can work on healing in the family or healing in the community. The idea is first we heal ourselves, then we heal our nation, then we heal the world. And as far as I'm concerned, looking at the world right now, it is bonkers. So first you tune in to your I am, I create, and I self-heal, aka make peace with what is. Then I channel that outward. This eclipse also has a very particular relationship with the planet Chiron, the wounded healer, which is also a Maverick, and that's why I bring up the healing component. Chiron is exactly conjunct the sun and the moon in this total solar eclipse. The universe is screaming for us to heal ourselves. For each individual and each country and the world to get a grip on anger. To learn how to solve problems without dropping bombs. Without causing suffering for others. This is a fire total solar eclipse because Aries is a fire sign. It's hot-headed. It rules the head, the eyes. It's time for us as a collective to take responsibility for the suffering that we create by not speaking out against injustice, anger, hatred. And I'm not talking about being woke at all. I'm talking about just identifying with your Christ consciousness. And you can fill that word in with just consciousness. And consciousness is just energy. So filling the universe, your world, your circle, your community with awareness if others are suffering, and awareness how to end or lessen suffering. All suffering will never be gone because this is the nature of the world. But right now we're in acute suffering state. And this total solar eclipse, to me, is a big message from the divine to say, whoa, wait a minute. What happened to all those teachings I sent down billions of zillions of years ago? Refamiliarize yourself with the comforts of compassion. Use your imagination to imagine that you are a wizard or a wizardette, and you can go around healing by hugging, healing by listening, healing by being humble. Now, Aries is a force. It's like the seed has been planted and then it pops out of the earth and we see that it exists. So I'm not saying that you subdue your existence. I'm suggesting that this total solar eclipse says, look under the bushel and see where the compassion is in the I am. And if there's no compassion there, it's just straight up ego. The last time that we had a total solar eclipse in the Sorrows series was on March 29th, 2006. Now, that particular total solar eclipse was at 8 degrees Aries. But this is a continuation of that eclipse. So traditionally, I usually look back and go, oh, when was the last eclipse at 19 degrees in Aries? Check with that. See what's going on. Where are you building from that? But there's also another technique that we astrologers use, and it's when we identify with the Sorrows series. And this was 8 north, and the number was 139, just for those of you who are savvy to this. And it occurred, as I said, March 29th, 2006. Now, if you're like me, I was looking back in my brain card catalog that's really getting full. What was going on in March of 2006? And a few things popped out. It doesn't have to be exactly that year. Can be within the 12 months. And interesting enough, there was a substantial change in my life that is very much correlated to the substantial change that I have endured in the last 8 months. Namely, a big location change. And the adjustment that it required. And as I said earlier, continuity in change. We know change is always happening. So make peace with it. Or not. If you don't, unless you like to be always changing. Some changes are great. And some people don't like to sit still. But things still change that we all notice, such as our body as we age, our job as our bosses leave, the people we love as they drop the body. So the other thing that I would like to speak about is how heads of state tend to roll under total solar eclipses. In antiquity, if you didn't get these eclipses correct, the head that rolled was the astrologers. We will have none of that. And the term heads will roll, of course, can be taken to mean many things, like people step down, the chairs change, the curriculum changes, the statue that was always there is suddenly removed. For America, this total solar eclipse goes right smack dab through the center of America. And the states that it will affect: Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. It also goes through Mexico, Durango, Torino, Cornucopia. I'm probably making mush of that. You can look at all of this on Google, because this eclipse is being PR'd ad nauseum. And the universe will probably have a very big joke, and there will be cloud coverage in a lot of places. Eclipses can have a manifestation before the eclipse actually happens and after it happens. On the 11th of March, there was a story about 1 million fish, almost 1 million fish dead from a fertilization spill. And it was in the Missouri River and in a river in Iowa. A valve was left open on the storage tank, and that's how the liquid fertilizer spilled out and killed almost 1 million fish, which will affect that area across the board. In the USA chart, this particular eclipse is almost exactly sextile our Mars, since an Aries eclipse is an eclipse of war. I say within the next year, even, we're going to be at more war. And I know that seems impossible, but I see it. It also sextiles our moon. I'm using the USA chart that has Gemini rising. The moon is the public. So we're going to have in-depth discussions about our never-ending, non-stopping wars. And maybe if we have a discussion about how wars are crippling not only people of the entire world, but they're crippling our soul in which we grow our food. And without food, you cannot live. So therefore, this is about the soil. It is about the effort to change anger into something productive. We're basically killing ourselves, and we've got to stop. So one really great question would be to ask yourself, how do I harm myself? How do I harm myself indirectly? Do I not eat well? Do I not drink enough water? Do I not exercise? Do I watch too much TV, any TV? How can I heal myself? How can I tap into this Christ consciousness and exude it out? Because if you don't have it within, you can exude it out. It has to come from inside you. This eclipse will uncover corruption, which is just rampant. Phoenix, Arizona's chart, Neptune, is exactly conjunct this eclipse. And the upcoming eclipse in October will fall in their 11th house of their state representatives. I expect that Phoenix is going to be in the news. It may have something to do with the upcoming election. The New York Stock Exchange. The moon is exactly conjunct this eclipse. Some things are going to be coming forth monetarily, issues, shall we say. I don't know if it's going to be good or bad, encouraging or disencouraging. It probably depends on how much money you have in your stock portfolio. But I will give you this. On April 22nd, 2 days after the Jupiter conjunct Uranus at 20 degrees Taurus, on the 22nd, Venus, which rules monetary issues, will be at 20 degrees Aries, so it will trigger this solar eclipse, this total solar eclipse. So the last 10 days of April are super important. That's also 3 days before Mercury in the sky goes direct. We have a lot of gathering around financial issues the 20th and 21st of April. It usually indicates a dramatic change, shift one way or the other. Then in May, Mars will move to trigger the eclipse the 26th, 27th, and 28th of May, right when we're close to our holiday. I always forget if it's Labor Day or Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day. Memorial Day, super important time, tied to this specific eclipse. Perhaps you might set a goal for yourself of something that you wish to be able to reach, some goal. Make it a tangible goal tied to your emotions, your ability to act, your ability to respond. Then in October, the week of the 10th of October, Mars in the sky is going to activate the eclipse by a square because Mars will be in Cancer at that time. So mid-October, of course, that's just 3 weeks away from the USA election. So all craziness is going to be happening, I'm sure. But the question to ask yourself then would be, is my living space adequate for what I need? Do I need to rearrange the furniture? Do I need to be in a different location? How are my family ties? What nurtures me? How do I nurture myself? Am I currently acting in my own self-best interest? That's in October. I believe because this total solar eclipse ruling planet is in Pisces, and it's 1 degree from Saturn, it's 1 degree in 24 minutes arc, that within the next season, within the next 3 months, that the Pope might change. The other country that's going to go through a vast change is Japan. This particular total solar eclipse falls exactly on their fourth house cusp. So this is a tremendous change within the roots and the seat of the soul of that country. That makes me think that they may have another massive quake. And London, England, this particular eclipse is exactly square the moon in the 10th house of England's, the United Kingdom's chart. That rules the females in office. And that office, I think that would also include Parliament, but we're looking at the royal family, and so there's going to be some continual changes there that have already happened. The King and Princess of Wales have been dealing with their cancer diagnosis. And that brings me to a topic that's not very popular. But Aries rules shots. Aries rules vaccines. And we have a world epidemic with young people having cancer, and they're trying to figure out what the connecting dots are. Perhaps there might be some investigation in the most recent shot that most of the world has taken to see if there might be some possible correlation, maybe. The last thing I'm going to leave you with is change. Change can be great. Eclipses bring marriages, births, relocation, huge promotion, firings, job loss, substantial things, not the small stuff, winning the lottery, buying a horse, getting first prize. The things that total solar eclipses bring to our life can put a smile on our face. I know I've spoken a lot about some heavy changes, but we also have light-hearted changes. We have changes that give us a new sense of spring. We have changes that make us realize that we can self-heal and that we can get through a difficult time and that we are our own heroes and heroines. This is a courageous total solar eclipse. So discover where you have hidden your courage. Bring it out front. Put the badge clearly visible to yourself and others, and let that badge be the way you conduct your life with courage and compassion and the strength of self-healing. I'm Parker McFinney. This is Stardust Stereo. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to thank my patrons. You know who you are. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so at patreon.com/ParkerMcP. And if you'd like to get a reading to see how this eclipse may open an avenue for you that you have not thought about, or the ways in which you can utilize it in the highest dimension, you can check out my astrological website, kitchensari.com. That's the word kitchen and the word S-A-R-I, like the Indian dress, kitchensari.com. And I want to remind you, you are made of stardust. So go shine.